on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Our friends from Innovation DuPage. Now, Dan Ficini, I don't want to put this on you, but I kept on calling the day of the week Wednesday because we always chat on Wednesdays, and here we are on a Tuesday.
Yeah, we're just pivoting. We're rolling with it
on a Tuesday. How's everything going at Innovation DuPage?
Everything's going great. We're really busy with our clean energy incubator, which we talked about last time.
But
today I brought in some folks for a holiday preview segment. So these folks, you can start getting ready for the holidays right around the corner.
I imagine a lot of your businesses, the holiday time is the time for them to make some money and really get some profits going to all the rest of the year, which may be a little slower. Obviously, depends on the business, but...
Sure, absolutely.
So you love helping people out. Okay, in that venture, we're going to have Joe Barron on, who, and him and Mary Cousin, by the way, this is now, I cannot even believe this, your fourth consecutive year coming on this show, which we always do ahead of the People of Play Chicago Toy and Game Fair. Mary and Joe, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, John.
You always do great stuff. And then this is really in the holiday spirit. Chris Hohens, am I saying this right, Chris? Chris Hohenstein. Did I get that?
That's perfect, yes.
Are you sure?
Hohenstein.
You seem skeptical. Hohenstein. Okay, very good. Owner of City Tree Delivery, which, of course, is all about the Christmas trees that you guys deliver, real ones, right?
That's right. It's more than just a tree, though. It's the peace of mind and knowing that it's done right and eliminating the stress and giving your time back during the holiday.
All right. All right. We'll get into all of that more in a little bit because what you guys do is incredible and it helps with the needles, which is always my biggest complaint about having a live tree. But let's start with Joe and Mary here because Gray Matter Games rolling on. Joe, what's the latest in the gaming world? Oh, you're holding one up here. What is this?
Newest game, Rhymes with Duck.
Oh, be careful.
comes from two Chicago inventors, Brady Peterson and Bob Camp. Just rolled out this summer nationwide. And beyond that, I'm just here helping Mary promote People of Play and all the great things that's going on with that in the next few weeks.
Two Chicago inventors. I think it's always a good reminder that we all have the games we remember playing as a kid or as young adults, but new games are coming out all the time, and they often come from, I don't want to say unlikely sources, but like my question of the day, it was a French film director who came up with a version of what eventually became Risk. There are inventors walking among us, are there not, Joe?
Yeah, and Chicago is just filled with them. Lots of great inventors here right in Chicago.
Mary, you're nodding along to that. We've chatted about that in the past. You're the founder of the People of Play Fair, which again, Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center. The inventors, they walk around us, among us. They don't even know they're game inventors yet, right?
Yeah, that's true. We even have the Young Inventor Challenge, our 20th year. These kids, some of them get licensed. Very exciting to see the new talent. Some of them end up in the industry. But at the fair, we have the inventor Bop It. We have Crazy Aaron. We have, it's a long list of them, and including the two inventors that Joe mentioned, of course.
With Rhymes with Duck.
And we have a Lego master. That's sort of an inventor, right?
Yeah.
And Lego, too.
How long has the fair been going on for?
This is our 24th year.
24 years.
I know. I don't look that old.
You are not that old, Mary. Come on now. And so you want people to come on out, and like, who is the ideal person to come to the fair?
Anyone who likes to have fun.
Oh, that's a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, too, welcome.
Yes, kids, all ages. We definitely want all ages. You know, it's very intergenerational.
Mm-hmm. And what are there, like, activities that people can do while they're there? Not just people talking about games? Can they play games?
Oh, we have lots of game playing going on. And toys. Lego has a 20 by 20 big booth. We've got characters walking around, Star Wars, Benny the Bull, Jeffrey... Skates, a lot of them, but we also have a whole game event area where you can play with a lot of the inventors. And actually, Joe should tell you about the A&W Root Beer.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the Root Beer Challenge, Joe Barron.
Yeah. So this year we got A&W to help sponsor. We're going to be playing our game, the Root Beer Float Challenge, also from two Chicago inventors. You play the game with us, and then we're also going to be serving up A&W Root Beer Floats to everyone.
Oh, that sounds like fun. How is everything going in the gaming world, Joe, at Gray Matter Games? Tell us about Gray Matter Games generally, for those that don't know.
Yeah, it's going great. We make family and adult party games. This will be our 12th game, launched nationwide at Target. So We're in over 10,000 stores worldwide now, and we're actually starting to look to expand more internationally.
So you guys are, in a way, an incubator for games, in a way, yes. Helping people get those ideas out into actual boxes that we can play around our tables.
And this one we played at Chi Tag 2 years ago over pizza, and I love the game, and now it's on Target shelves.
So it was like a pitch, essentially. That you played it, you liked it, and said, we can make this happen.
Easy as that, right, Mary?
Yeah. Well, we have inventor conferences the 2 days before the fair, mm-hmm. where there's like professional inventors come in and they pitch Hasbro, Mattel, like all the different companies, including Gray Matters Games, and things get licensed. We've had thousands of items licensed over the years
because of what they do the 2 days before the fair and the mm-hmm. lead up to it. Wow, I would love to be a fly on the wall on some of those things.
I know.
Is there like a back and forth critique about, well, I like this game, but maybe you could try it this way, or is it I'm presenting the game, we play it, and we go from there?
There is a lot of that. Well, Joe's been pitched to, God knows, hundreds of times, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or thousands?
I get probably 400 to 500 concepts a year pitched to me.
Wow, how quickly does someone need to make a good pitch for you to realize that it works? Like, in our business, when we say you want to pitch a story, you got to be able to tell it to me in one sentence. I don't know. Like, do you have to be able to explain a game in 30 seconds for you to be able to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk more about this in a moment, and more with our friends at Innovation DuPage, and we'll get Chris here on a little bit more about City Tree Delivery. Dan Ficini, Innovation DuPage. He brought a couple great guests with us today. Joe Barron, who's the founder of Gray Matter Games, and Mary Cousin, the founder of People of Play, which is coming up November 8th and 9th. And Chris Hohenstein, the owner of City Tree Delivery. And Chris, we just had a text from the 773 saying they loved City Tree Delivery. They're looking at the website right now. So you do what exactly? You bring trees to people's houses, and if they pay for it, a little extra by setting it all up for them, right?
We handle everything. It's more peace of mind. We offer the delivery. We offer everything includes delivery. We offer setup and then optional removal afterwards, and we'll even rent the equipment, the stands, if you want that done.
What kind of trees do you have?
It's Fraziers and Balsams. Most range in the 4 to 10 feet range, but we have tabletop, and then we have our oversized trees as well.
And you're starting to get into the busy season. Can people start ordering now already? Or
yes, we October and November are busy. Months for that.
Yeah, for ordering ahead of time.
Correct.
And are the trees expected to be great this year? Like, are there down years for trees, up years for trees?
Some years there's been shortages, and I think the suppliers probably maximize growth and when they're shaping the tree for that. But this has been a great year. I've talked to all my vendors. We've had long-term relationships with them, and they're all saying it's been a great growing year, so I'm really excited to see everything. We visit everyone, too. So, I mean, when I went out and took a visit this summer, everything looked great.
Where are most of your trees coming from?
We try to get local in Michigan and Wisconsin, and then we also go to North Carolina where the Fraser firs grow native. You really can't grow a tree in a Fraser or a balsam in Illinois just because of the way the soil grows. So Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina are where we source.
CityTreeDelivery.com. I see we'll remove it and recycle it too if you want to pay for that service as well. So, like, what are your customers? I know you've done a lot in the city, but you're really trying to expand outreach into the suburbs, too, and even beyond that, right?
That's right. Most of our customers, we've been doing this for 16 years, and we've built a big, strong following in Chicago. We also like to go to the suburbs. We're going each direction a few days a week. And then new this year, we're actually starting to try out mail order Christmas trees and wreaths. We're just trying to get the hang of it this year. I know we have great trees and great service, and we'll get that part down. And then starting next year, we're really hoping to push that into a new product line.
Mail service, live Christmas trees and wreaths.
Correct.
Who does it? Who do you partner with to ship these things?
We'll work with UPS and FedEx, but...
You'll ship a Christmas tree?
Up to a certain size, up to 8 feet. After that, it starts to get a little sketchy. But
if someone wonders, well, what, they're going to ship this thing, it's going to be all dried out by the time I get it. Is that true? How does that work? How quick do they move?
No, that shouldn't matter at all. The freshness all depends on when you start bringing the tree inside your house, and that's when the humidity and the temperatures change. But if you're keeping it outside or in cooler temperatures, it's not going to make a difference.
You told me that you can actually ship the saw with the tree, a little one to cut off and do a fresh cut before you plant it or put it in the water.
Correct. That's the plan.
Okay. That's the plan. CityTreeDelivery.com. What is the hardest thing about running a business that is so seasonal? I mean, not even seasonal. I mean, it is like 1 month of insane activity and then 11 months of planning.
Well, the hardest thing is just making sure you're ready for it. I mean, we've been doing this for 16 years, so we've planned. I've run into all the obstacles. And as long as you have a plan and you're prepared and you have good staff, that's the biggest challenge. We have good relationships with the vendors. You knowing what you're going to get ahead of time, you don't want to be surprised with that. And then when a surprise actually happens, you're ready for it.
Did you start this as a side hustle?
I did. It was I used to work in the corporate world, and I had to throw my tree away every January because I had to work those weekends. And then after I worked with the city to figure out the Chicago recycling corral program, I thought it would be fun just to do the whole thing. So I did start to finish. I didn't know what I was doing the first year or two, but
no one does.
I quickly learned.
Did Innovation DuPage help you out in some parts of that journey?
They've been a great partner. They've got great resources. They connected me with partners, helped me with website contacts. I couldn't do what I'm doing today without them.
I love that. And, of course, the website one more time is?
CityTreeDelivery.com.
All right. We're going to bring you back, by the way, next month, because you told me some fascinating stuff about Christmas trees and the business behind it, but we don't have time for all that today. Joe Barron, founder of Gray Matter Games, is now, in addition to obviously being a couple weeks here ahead of the People of Play Toy and Game Fair, is it a busy time of the year for people buying games?
It is crunch time right now, from now until Christmas Day.
Is this when you make a lot of your money in the year?
This is it. And, you know, the point of what's most important is, like, trying to get that forecast right of how many units you're going to sell and making sure all those games are in the right place at the right time.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean in the right place at the right time? Like, the right stores? Then the right geographic?
The right stores, or how many units you're shipping into Amazon to make sure you're getting FBA, because if you ship it in late, it's not going to get – it's 6 to 8 weeks sometimes for them to get them in their warehouse.
So you've got to, like, make sure they're stocked but not too overstocked and they're not in the right – interesting.
It's thread the needle.
How do you know that? Is it guesswork, or is it looking at past data, or a little bit of both?
There's just a lot of calculus from all sides. You know, looking at sales throughout the year, typically we'll sell about six times the amount of games in Q4 than we do the other three quarters.
Six times?
Yeah.
The other three quarters combined, or the other three quarters individually?
Individually.
Wow, that's incredible. Mary, I mean, obviously you know a lot about toys and games. This time of the year is crunch time for you because you got the fair, but then I imagine just all the friends that you have in this business, it's crunch time for them too.
It is. And I really, this was my side hustle for a long, long time.
Really? Before
yes.
Running the fair.
And I started as an inventor, pitching people like Joe, right? And it's tough. It's really tough. But I love the people in this industry. They're really what you would think an inventor or a toy company would be. And I just had to get involved, and then we started the fair.
All right. Where can people go for more information about the fair?
So they could probably Google Chicago Toy and Game Fair or go to shytag.com. And then they'll find out about our inventor conferences, the fair, and other things we do.
And it's at Rosemont. It's at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, starting on Saturday the 8th in the morning, 10 to 6 and 10 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Do you buy, like, a ticket for one specific day, or is it, like, open pass for the whole time? How does that work?
It doesn't matter which day you go on with the tickets. And we welcome Girl Scouts and their families, Boy Scouts and their families, and educators as our guests.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think we have 2,000 Girl Scouts already, I mean, with their families already signed up. Like, they have a big booth. They're doing, like, DreamWorks, Gabby's Dollhouse, and they've got other things that they're doing. It's so exciting. They're a pillar of our fair.
I love that. So we're talking about the tree and what you put under the tree. I wish I had thought of that, Dan Ficini, before the segment started, because that would have been a great way to get into it, but now I just realized
you just took my whole line.
Oh, wait, right.
I was thinking about that the whole segment, but we have three rock star companies here from Innovation DuPage, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe the holidays are coming upon us, but now's the time where you can check out the games and hopefully look at one of them from Gray Matters Games and get your tree set up as well.
We got to scoot, but I imagine at the end of the year is maybe when a lot of people take stock in what they're doing. Maybe they have a side hustle that, hey, next year's the year I'm going to go big with this business. Or I've had this idea for a long time, but I don't know where to get started. Innovation DuPage, incubator, accelerator for businesses can be a home for these folks, right?
Yeah, we'd be happy to see how we can help you.
InnovationDuPage.org.
Yep.
I got that right. Okay, guys, thank you for joining us. Have a great holiday season. Good luck, okay?
Thank you, John.
You too.
Chris, Joe, Mary, again, that's the most people that said thank you, John, at the same time on the station at once.